Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah, and the topic is the value of giving. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the one who has encouraged us to give and to be generous, and has promised us the best of rewards for that. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, for He is one without any partners, and He is the one who gives without being asked. And I bear witness that our Master and our Prophet, Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is His servant and messenger, and that He is the one who is more generous than the blowing, moisture-laden wind. O Allah, bestow Your peace, blessings, and mercy upon him, and upon his family, his companions, and all of those who follow him in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd, to continue. O you who believe, have taqwa of your Lord, and seek his assistance in having taqwa, for that is what he has given us as a means that will be our provision that we take in the next world. O you who believe, give to others and be generous to those around you, for Allah will make your affairs easy if you do so and bring happiness and contentment to you in this world and the hereafter. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أَعْطَى وَاتَّقَى وَصَدَّكَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى. As for him who gives and has taqwa of Allah and believes in the best of reward, we will facilitate for him the path towards ease. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, who is the one who can be truly considered to have nobility and to be acting upon a genuine aspect of sincerity of faith? Nobility and sincerity are determined by often how we interact with the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. And this is why the word sadaqah, which implies charity, also has within its root the word sincerity. And so Ramadan is a month for us to demonstrate our sincerity of faith. And that demonstration can be embodied by the way in which we interact with our wealth. Namely, that we give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this is an attribute that has been characterized by the Lord of all creation as that which embodies guidance. For the Quran, in the words of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, says about our Lord, ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. Our Lord is He who gave each thing its form, and then He guided it. This process of giving everything its form, or giving everything its existence itself, is from the manifest generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when we are tasked to give of our part, then we are embodying this character in ourselves, this character of the greatest of creation, who was meant to embody the character of the Quran, our Master and Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For he was one who was described as being of the utmost level of generosity, and that his hand was meant to always be open. He would give to those with no fear of poverty. And he would be of those who is described by Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu as saying, مَا سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ شَيْئًا قَطْ فَقَالَ لَهُ. That the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never asked for anything, and that he would say no to that thing. Brothers and sisters, the one who is generous is the one who gives without fear of poverty. The one who is generous is the one who gives without stinginess in his soul. The one who's generous is the one who's always present to be helping those in need. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam encouraged the people of his household to give without any fear. For he said to Aisha radiallahu anha, he said, "A'ti wa la tuhsi." He said, give and don't count. Don't be concerned about how much is left, how much is not left. Give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, we find that his guidance to his companions was to be of similar generosity of spirit, to be people who give, because the people who give are the people who are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَحَبُّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. He said, the most beloved of people to Allah are those who are the most beneficial to the people. وَحَبُّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ سُرُورٌ تُدْخِلُهُ عَلَى مُسْلِمٍ. And amongst the most beloved deeds to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to enter happiness into the hearts of a believer. أَوْ تَكْشِفُ عَنْهُ كُرْبَةً. Or to remove from him some form of distress. أَوْ تَقْضِي عَنْهُ دَيْنَهُ. Or to settle for him his debt. أَوْ تَطْرُدْ عَنْهُ جُوعَةً. Or to remove from him hunger. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wala an amshiya ma akhin li fi hajatin ahabbu ilayya min an a'takifa fi hadha al-masjid shahra." And he said, "And that I were to walk with my brother in Islam, fulfill his need, i.e. in such a manner, is more beloved to me than were I to perform i'tikaf, the religious seclusion, in this masjid of mine for a month." And brothers and sisters, let us reflect. By masjid, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam meant the masjid in Medina, one of the most holy and the most sacred of places for us as this ummah of this nation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And which of us would not want give what we had to have i'tikaf, to be partaking in a spiritual retreat and seclusion in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And yet, this is the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself saying that what is more beloved to him is to be able to help his brother at a time of need. So let us think about the many people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have given us in our lives, who may have needs, who may have come to us or may not have come to us, but we are aware of the needs that they have. And let us reflect that the ways in which we can give are many. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that a smile is a charity. A kind word can be a charity too. To honor the people is a type of charity, and this starts with our own household. Being kind to others is a type of charity. Relieving the distress of people is a charity. And so we should reflect, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna mimma yalhaqu al-mu'min min 'amalihi wa hasanatihi ba'da mawtihi," that amongst what continues to benefit a believer after his death is what? "Ilman 'allamahu wa nashara," that knowledge that he taught and spread, "wa waladan salihan taraka," or righteous child who he left behind, "wa mushafan warratha," or a copy of the Quran which he left as a legacy, "O masjidin banah," or a mosque in which he built and allowed people to worship, "O baytan li ibn al-sabil banah," or a house he built for the travelers, "O nahran ajrah," or a river or a canal he dug so others could get water, "O sadaqatan akhrajaha min malihi fi sihhatihi wa hayatihi yalhaquhu min ba'di mawtihi," or a form of charity that he gave from his wealth during the time he had good health and was in the vitality of his life. But he gave that charity and he intended Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's interesting, this hadith mentions that he was in good health and vitality, because some people might find it easier to give when they don't have any hope for the wealth for themselves. But when a person is in the prime of his life, and then when he gives, this is something beloved to Allah. And this is something that here, this hadith says, يَلْحَقُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهِ, that he will continue to get the benefits of that charity that he gave even after his death. And this is what we call sadaqatun jariyah, continuous charity, continuous benefit. And this, brothers and sisters, amongst the greatest of things we can do in this month, to give charity, and to give charity intending Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the charity is, of course, the obligatory charity, the zakat. And this is a great month for those of us who have to pay our zakat. If this is a great time for us to give our zakat, and if this is the time it falls. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا آتَيْتُم مِّن زَكَاةٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعَفُونَ. He said, and whatever you give from zakat, wanting thereby the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, then this is that which is multiplied for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So brothers and sisters, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who give for his sake. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that he said, "Inna min al-nasi mafatih al-khair," that indeed amongst the people are keys to goodness, maghalik al-shar, and things that can lock evil. Wa inna min al-nasi mafatih al-shar, and indeed there are some people who are keys to evil, maghalik al-khair, and they prevent and lock goodness. فَطُوبَ لِمَنْ جَعْلَ اللَّهُ مَفَاتِحَ الْخَيْرَ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. So how blessed is the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to them keys of goodness in front of their hands. And what are these keys of goodness? To give for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, this country, the United Arab Emirates, was founded by such a man, who is a man of giving, Sheikh Zayed, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have his mercy upon him and give peace to his soul. This was the foundations by which this nation was founded. And we in turn have to recognize that this is a continuation of the way of the righteous from the time of the greatest of human beings, our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us be people who are means of goodness. Let us be people who sow goodness, who bring about goodness in this world, who are not people who bring about evil, not people who bar the righteous. Let us be people who are always of giving nature, of helping people in their situations of difficulty. Let us always be part of the solution, never be part of the problem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who race towards goodness in this month, who spend of what they have through their deeds and through their hearts. And through the a'mal, I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek his forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.